Inside on Business, the news hour, is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. With us, once again, she's been off for like weeks because we haven't had a broadcast on a Monday, Laura Kennard. Networking opportunities in the metro, tools for your business, social media, and all kinds of things. Welcome back, Laura. Nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
It feels weird.
It does, doesn't it?
It feels like it was
you haven't been here for a long time.
You've
been on vacay.
Just like a couple weeks.
You've been on vacay, girl.
It's and everything is fresh and new.
Yes.
I don't know. Why is that? It's just a date.
It is. It's just a date. But so many of us really plan around the turning of the calendar. And when we get to like the 1st of January, we've got a brand new calendar up. We've got new opportunities. You know, if we would start to think of every day like that, think how much more productive we would be.
I know. So I hear that you're going to go to an event tonight.
Yes, I am. The Greater Des Moines Partnership has their annual legislative reception. It's the first legislative reception of the year every year. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be some 24 chambers that are all part of the Greater Des Moines Partnership all meet together. And they have tables and they have goodies and they have pamphlets and they have information about their communities.
Oh.
And the legislators come and they eat and drink and be merry and
find out what people need and want.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, that's going on right now, as a matter of fact.
5 to 7?
Yeah.
At the tea room.
At the tea room. The newly reconstituted tea room.
Yes, and I haven't seen that yet, which
I'll take pictures.
Is very cool because it had a huge setback with the fire, and they managed to keep a portion of it, even though it was at one point badly damaged.
So, yeah, that's going on tonight, and it'll be interesting to see. Now, we've had information from the Greater Des Moines Partnership, as well as other business groups. One of their top priorities is to cut the corporate tax rate in Iowa, which happens to be the highest in the nation, at 12.5%, to cut that back to God only knows what. But we will be probably talking about that and a whole bunch of other things, water quality, education, just a whole host of items that are out there that that people are concerned about here in Iowa. So we'll see.
Well, last week I went to the Book of
Lists.
The Des Moines Business Record unveiled their annual Book of Lists. And so they kind of mix it up. There's different lists each year. They add to it. And one of them amongst, you know, top firms, law firms, top business. I mean, they just, you know, check it out. It's actually, if you go to the Des Moines Business Record Book of Lists, you can get the PDF of it online. So it's a handy reference tool. And I think it's good to get especially if you're doing services for businesses. But they added to this a page called Female Leadership Groups. Female Leadership Groups is a whole entire page in Des Moines.
It's fascinating.
And a couple of them I was aware of. Some of them I know were brand new, like Fem City is a new thing, which is actually a national thing, but they have now a chapter here in Des Moines.
And they said it's like the fastest growing women's organization in Des Moines.
Yes.
So, wow.
And it was actually number 3 on their list, which goes by membership base, and it was already at number 3. So we have other things like Lead Like a Lady, which is by Kate Benasiak. Of course, Mike Benasiak does the LinkedIn social. So a lot of names that you'll recognize, women in the community that have taken some leadership roles in some of these groups, some of them that have been around a while. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. If you are a woman interested in growing, starting a business, or just getting support from
other
women.
There's lots of resources.
There's a lot of groups that have popped up, probably in response to the fact that Iowa is so terrible.
I was just going to say, that's no doubt in response to the fact that we suck when it comes to supporting women-owned businesses here in the state of Iowa, so 50 out of 50 states.
Yeah, we're trying to make up for it here in Des Moines, at least.
I hope so.
Anyway, that was interesting. And that brings us to tomorrow night. as you said, it's a new year, so people start going crazy with events. And so I'm going to run down a list of what we got going on really super quick for the new year. We've got, tomorrow we have Topical Tuesday, which is at the Iowa Women Business Center. That's part of the Iowa Center. Mm-hmm. So they have a Women Business Center in there. And that's at 8345 University Boulevard, Clive. And they're going to be talking tomorrow night about Form 1099 basics, really talking about tax stuff.
Do you know Michelle from the Women's Business Resource Center?
Well, we've met a few times at several events.
I'd love to have her on the air. I just can't quite make that happen.
Well, I'll make that happen.
Thank you.
I will, indeed. And they would be great. They're actually one of the best resources, mm-hmm. I think, out there for small businesses, minorities, women alike. You know, anyone really could benefit by going there in many ways. So then also we have on Wednesday, kicking back off Million Cups for the year, because they had also taken a little couple weeks break with the holidays. So they'll be back into full swing. And then also the Iowa Center, which we just mentioned, you might just go to theiowacenter.org. They have an entire January lineup. I also put it on my bottom of my event calendar list, because they've got stuff every Wednesday over the noon hour, different things you can learn, different aspects of your business. They do microloans there. They actually know the angel investors here in Iowa that can help you if that's the kind of business you have. But they can help you sort out what kind of business do you have, what kind of funding do you need, how can we help you grow.
That's
really what they do there. So, so they have events over the noon hour, and then if we go forward from there. My goodness. We have on January 9th, so that's also tomorrow, the DSM Magazine January, February unveiling. That's going to be at Goodwill of Central Iowa. So they're having that.
It's out in Southridge Mall?
No, we said that the last time. It's actually in Johnston.
Oh, okay.
So we talked about that before the end of the year, and it's actually in Johnston.
Johnston.
Goodwill of Central Iowa. So they'll be hosting that. And then, beyond that, we also have a January 11th discussion group called Side Hustles. That's at Weston Architectural Salvage. And that's a young professional network thing. So, you know, a lot of young people have side hustles now.
We were just last week or the week before, we were talking with Ariane. Ned Flynn was in talking about three things every business ought to know about. And one of those things that business needs to know about and know how they're going to react to is if their employees have got a side hustle going.
Which a lot of millennials do. Yeah. So there's going to be a whole group meeting at 8 a.m. on January 11th, the Young Professionals Network, talking about discussing their side hustles, right? Also January 11th, there's going to be at Fox Brewing West Des Moines in the evening, 7 p.m., New Year, New Hustle. Boost your brand.
See?
Yeah.
Right? More hustling.
So we're talking about that. January 15th, the One Economy Leadership Summit is at the Knapp Center. We also have Dream Builder Live, which is also Iowa Center program on Monday, January 15th. So that gives you a little bit of things to look forward to. Go to dmbizmixer.com. Scroll through the list of this week, and at the bottom, I've got captured Iowa Center and Greater Des Moines Partnership kind of things that are coming up all in the month of January.
I was at a meeting on Saturday, Laura, where they were talking about strategic plans for social media in the political realm. And I thought this is really interesting. There was about 25 people there, and an individual from Strategic America was there talking about best practices in social media and what social media people might use out there to define their message better. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really very, very interesting, and he made some good points. One of the things that he was talking about, maybe we can pick this up next month or next week, rather. Uh-huh. He was talking about what Hootsuite is and how it works.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, so many people I've found don't know what that is and how it can make their life so much easier.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite tools, Hootsuite. And this week, I actually also started a thing called Mighty Network. So this is something that anyone could create their own network on, actually. So Allure Marketing, which is my own consulting work, is alaure marketing.com. And I will be putting all of these technology tools there.
And that's, we got to talk about that next week.
Yes, next week we will.
All right, excellent. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, talking about networking here in the greater Des Moines metro. Before that, we had our friend Sam Creamer talking about protecting your assets. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, our producer is Tyler Hackenmiller. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Jeff Delvaux, well, he is the big boss. He's the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, produced, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our good friend, James Goodlett. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.